Proclamation number 9008, dated the July 4th, 1965. The end will come for certain. Every large disaster will also be preceded by my announcements. I will warn and admonish people. Therefore I need seers and prophets who shall spread these announcements among people. Therefore it is wrong to reject all prophecies or to portray them as being untrue, even if they do not immediately come to pass, for everything will happen at the right time, and often I have announced the coming event long in advance, but no one granted these words any credence. And therefore I also announce and always have announced the end of an earth period in advance, so that even my disciples expected this end during their lifetime on earth. Nevertheless, I have always worded my prophecies such that no specific time was given to people, that they in fact could always expect it, because it has indeed always been my intention to bring their near end home to them. Yet time does not stand still, and since my word will inevitably come true, this announced end will certainly have to happen one day. Anyone who knows my eternal plan of salvation also recognizes the necessity for an end of all spiritual substances still bound in creations. For since he is aware of the Spirit's constant progression of development, it is also clear to him that from time to time, which is infinitely long for you, a total transformation of the earth's surface must take place so that the spiritual substance bound in hard matter may also have the opportunity to develop further. If people find such a huge destruction of the earth's surface questionable, then they have been left in ignorance by the world of spirits who instructed them. In that case I must correct such errors, for it is precisely the forthcoming end of the earth in its present form that is extremely significant for the whole of the human race. After all, it is in danger of entirely failing its final test of will and will have to endure a dreadful fate again. For this reason my servants are instructed to announce this end, but not only to report the fact of the end. Instead, I substantiate everything too, so that people shall not only believe blindly and be able to receive as well as to give a correct and truthful explanation for everything. My love belongs to all fallen spirits, not only to the human being. And the hour of freedom from the hardest constraint must, sooner or later, also come, especially for the spiritual substance still bound in matter, which has already languished for an infinitely long time, in order to be placed into a lighter form in which its being of service will be easier. And if you humans have knowledge of anything, if the Father himself instructs you from above, then you truly need not doubt. You can accept everything as purest truth, even if I still prolong the time before this act of destruction of the old earth. Nevertheless, the day will come without fail. Sadly, there are far too many people who do not believe in a total transformation of the earth's surface, who grant credence to accounts of people or also spiritual beings who lack all knowledge of my plan of salvation. Yet I cannot do more than speak to you humans from above and explain what motivates my reign and activity, and must leave it up to you as to how you regard my word. Even so, it is not easy for my servants on earth that people will accept this word as my ward, especially when it concerns the correction of errors, when every person believes that they know the truth and my ward means no more to him than a human word or words from the spirit world, which is unverifiable until I myself am called upon for support, so that you will truly only be instructed by beings of light through which the outpouring of my spirit can flow. In that case, however, all results will correspond. You will feel the truth, providing you seriously desire the truth. Amen.